Buckler strode up to the mole and shook his paw warmly.
"We're grateful to ye, sir. Are you badly hurt?"
Favouring the wounded paw, Axel leaned against the hare.
"I was, sir, but I'm currently attended to by little Missy Tass, thank ye."
Buckler drew his sword, tossing it to Sniffy.
"See if you can cut this brave beast a crutch, mate."
Skipper fed them from his pack. The big mole was enjoying October ale with cheese and onion pasty, so much that Buckler had to wait before asking him.
"Have you noticed two foxes hereabouts of late?"
Axel held out his beaker to be refilled.
"Two foxers? Nay, sir, nary a sight of them."
Sniffy, who was hacking at a forked hazel limb, snorted with displeasure.
"We've lost the rascals. Told you foxes were sly beasts, didn't I? We'll have to backsack. Sorry."
Buckler broke a pasty, sharing it between the young'uns.
"I only asked about the foxes out of curiosity. They're not important now. The main thing is that we've found the little uns, or should I say, our mole friend has."
The warrior mole tugged his snout politely.
"Axel Sternclaw at your service, sirs."
Whilst Buckler introduced himself and his companions, Sniffy passed Axel the crutch he had hewed from the hazel.
"There you are. That should serve you well enough."
He went chasing off after little Borty, who was toddling away on his own into the trees.
"Gotcha, you little rogue. You stick close by old Uncle Sniffy now, dear. What's this?"
Dropping on all fours, the tracker inspected the ground.
"Ahoy, mates. I never lost the foxes. Here's their trail. I've picked it up again. Aye, this is it. One dog fox and one vixen. Headed over that way."
Axel followed the direction Sniffy's paw was pointing.
"Here, my camp's over. Where the other three littlins? Them foxers be sure to find it."
Buckler issued swift orders.
"Skip, you follow with Axel and the young'uns. Sniffy, lead the way, mate. We'll have to move fast if the other three babes are alone in that camp."
Shortly thereafter, the Gowsham tracker and the hare arrived at Axel's camp. They found it deserted, except for the presence of Thwip's grisly carcass. Sniffy wrenched the spear from the dead fox's midriff, passing it to Buckler.
"I don't know what went on round here, but it looks like we're only tracking one fox now, the vixen. You stand still there, Buck. Let me cast around for more tracks."
While Sniffy was engaged in his task, Skipper and the others arrived. Buckler held up the homemade spear.
"Stay back. Sniffy's looking for fresh tracks. There was no beast here. Just this fox. He was slain with this."
Axel took the spear.
"That'll be little shrewmaid Flim. She'm a bold beast, we can tell ye."
Buckler relaxed slightly.
"Aye, she is that. Flib can take care of herself. But what about the other two?"
Axel shook his large velvety head.
"Only babbies. Two little molars couldn't harm any beast."
Skipper, who was carrying Borty on his shoulders, inquired.
"Any trace of him, Sniff?"
The tracker scratched his head.
"There's trails going every place, mate. Here's the foxes, two arriving and only one leaving, alone. The vixen didn't take the mole babes. Some other beast did. Whether it was friend or foe beast, I don't know. Thick tail, long fuzzy prints, big hairy paws, probably."
Buckler grasped his long rapier hilt.
"Which way has it gone? Can you make out the little mole prints?"
Sniffy had his nose practically stuck to the ground.
"Little uns that size don't leave much trail to follow. They don't weigh much, you see. Now, as for this other beast, a female, I think, and she really knows her way round this neck of the woods, I can tell you. Nah, this is a creature what won't be found by any if and she don't want them to. Still, let's see if I can pick up the track."
The going was slow and hard, with many a false trail. Mumsy had spent a lifetime avoiding pursuers in Mossfly. Sniffy commented on this as they crawled on their stomachs beneath widespread thick bush and shrubbery.
"Like trying to track a fish on the water, this is."
They pressed on laboriously, unaware that they were being watched by evil eyes.